come with me if you want to live.
Hello and welcome back to another episode of a podcast on Fury Road. We are your hosts, Mark.
And Brooke.
And we have finally reached the conclusion of our Mad Max franchise playthrough up until Furiosa, of course, which is coming out in May. So that means we are finally talking about Fury Road.
Yes. I just had a thought. I don't know how we didn't think of it to start this podcast.
Uh-oh.
So, you know, in our horror podcast, we say, "What's up, Dream Warriors?"
What's up, War Boys?
Oh, I was going to say Road Warriors, but...
Oh, that works too. I like that, actually. I like that a lot. I've been... Since we've started this podcast, I've been, like, trying to figure out what we could use for that.
Yeah.
That works. I like it a lot.
Cool.
And it's more... gender fluid than War Boys.
Yeah.
So we won't get canceled. All right. So yeah, we are finally talking about Fury Road from 2015. This is the fourth movie in the Mad Max franchise. And what did it went from 85 was Thunderdome?
Yeah.
So 85 to 2015. So there's a 30-year gap in there. Where there was no Mad Max, and then this movie came out of nowhere and fucking blew people's socks off.
Yeah. Yeah.
We have already recorded an episode on this with our friend Chuck from Chuck and Ruff Go to the Movies. They're not making any new episodes, but if you do want to check out that one, I believe they still have all their backlog available to listen. But we had a great time talking about it with Chuck. But anyways... Before we get too much further into this, we will kick off our box office news and booze. What are you drinking tonight?
Tonight I am drinking a Heineken. Yeah.
I'm not a big Heineken guy, but...
No.
I'm drinking Buffalo Trace with some Canada Dry again. I had a bad experience with Heineken, and I think that's why I don't like it.
Oh, really?
Because back, like, when we used to have the midget AA tournaments and shit here.
Yeah.
Back in high school, I bought, like, two of the mini kegs of the Heineken.
Oh, yeah.
And I blasted through them in, like, I think a day, but it was just fucking disgusting. And if you've ever had those mini kegs, man, they're terrible.
They're hit and miss, definitely, because, like, if you don't like crack it right, like it gets really foamy, and if it's not cold enough, the foam is very firm.
And I mean, I was like 17 or 18, so it was not cracked properly. But yeah, anyways, yeah, I'm drinking Buffalo Trace again. Oh, not again, but little bourbon and ginger ale. Now we're recording very early this week, just in case your little one decides to come early. So I haven't personally had much time to watch anything. I don't know if you have or not, since we recorded our Elm Street episode.
When did we record that?
Friday? Like 4 days ago.
Yeah. I mean, the only thing I watched two movies, Late Night with the Devil.
Oh, yeah.
The new one on Shudder. It was good. I liked it. I gave it 4 stars. I kind of wanted more from it, but I liked it. It's wild.
Yeah.
And then I rewatched Pacific Rim.
Oh yeah.
I don't know, wanted to watch it. I haven't seen it since it came out, and it's leaving Netflix. So threw that on. Can't go wrong with robots fighting monsters. So
yeah. Nice. I also watched Late Night with the Devil on the weekend. I forgot about that, but yeah, I gave it 4 stars as well. I thought it was a good movie, but there was something missing, but I don't know.
Yeah.
I think it was well made and it was
Yeah.
enjoyable. So, all right. For the box office, it's a weird one this week. So we're recording on a Tuesday. So this was from this past weekend, April 19th to the 21st, I guess. In fifth place, we have Spy X Family Code White, which is a Crunchyroll release.
I've heard about that. I heard it's pretty good, actually.
Yeah. So yeah, it's fifth place, 4.8 million. It's an anime movie. In fourth is another new one called The Ministry of Ungentlemanly Warfare, which I have
Yeah.
not heard of.
Pretty sure it's Guy Pearce, and it's only being released in the States in theaters.
Okay.
It has Alan Ritchson's in it, a couple other people.
Yeah, I don't see on the website. They don't have. Oh, here it is, cast and crew. Oh, Henry Cavill, Alan Ritchson, Alex Pettyfer, Gary Ewells, Henry Golding. Okay. Yeah, Guy Ritchie's directed
Yeah,
it. All
I said Guy Pearce. Yeah,
right.
Guy Ritchie.
Okay. Well, yeah, that's in fourth place with 8.9 million. Third place, Godzilla, Kong, 9.5 million. Second place, another new movie and a horror movie, Abigail,
Nice.
with 10.2 million. And in first place again this weekend was Civil War with $11.1 million. Godzilla is in its third week now in the box office, and it's at $171 million. Crazy. Catching up to Kung Fu Panda.
Where do you think, I mean, I know there's still movies to be released and announced this year, but where do you think Furiosa is going to land?
Like dollar wise?
Maybe not dollar wise, but like, where do you think it'll kind of fall in line, like place wise, like probably behind Dune Part 2, but like overall at the end of the year?
Yeah. I would say behind Doom Part 2, probably ahead of Godzilla. Maybe. With worldwide, though, I don't know. Because Godzilla is going to be huge in like
Yeah.
Asia and shit, right? Yeah. I could see it being like top five biggest
Yeah.
releases this year. I hope, anyways.
I mean, it'll probably fall behind Despicable Me 4.
Is that a thing this year?
Yeah, you didn't see all the stuff with Nikola Jokic.
Oh yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah, fuck those Despicable Me movies, man. They bring in a shit ton of money. Okay. Is there any 4Ks this week?
There is, yes. Got a few. So we got The Beekeeper,
Oh, nice.
new movie from this year.
That's out on Prime now too.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
Nice. Steel Magnolias. We got The Departed. Good
That might
movie.
be one I grab on 4K.
Justice League Crisis on Infinite Earths. Not
Part
sure what that
two.
is. Goodbye, Uncle Tom. No idea what that is. Andrei Tarkovsky's Nostalgia. Gia?
Don't know.
Rolling Thunder. The Demon. Demoniacs?
Demoniacs, yeah.
I don't know how to pronounce any of these movies. Goddamn. The Nude Vampire.
Nice.
And I Am Cuba. So some wild ass movies this week.
Cool.
Yeah.
An eclectic collection. That wraps it up. We can take a trip down Fury Road. Like we said in the intro this week, we're talking about Mad Max Fury Road from 2015. This is the fourth installment in the Mad Max franchise and our fourth episode in our franchise watch. Starting off the synopsis, in a post-apocalyptic wasteland, a woman rebels against a tyrannical ruler in search for her homeland with the aid of a group of female prisoners, a psychotic worshiper, and a drifter named Max. This was directed by George Miller again.
Yeah.
And for once, it doesn't star Mel Gibson. This is Tom Hardy playing Max, Charlize Theron playing Furiosa, Nicholas Holt playing Nux, and Hugh Keyes Byrne playing Immerton Joe. Now, Hugh Keyes Byrne played Toe Cutter in the first Mad Max movie.
Yeah.
He looks a little different in this one.
Yeah, a little different. He's put on some weight.
Put on some weight, yeah. He wears a breathing apparatus like I do when I sleep. Which villain do you like more, Immerton Joe or Toe Cutter?
I think Toe Cutter, I mean, like, Joe looks cooler, but I don't know. I feel I like Toe Cutter more. How about you?
I'm the opposite.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. I don't know. There's something about Immerton Joe that's just really cool. And I don't know, he's like, I don't know, he's creepy looking. And he has his war boys, and it's just, I don't know. I
Yeah.
love the way that he talks and the way, like, well, the way that they all talk, like
Yeah.
they're riding high to Valhalla and
Yeah.
witness me.
Yeah.
I don't know. I love this like cult, I guess we could say. There's quite a bit of honorable mentions in this one, but I will let you do that if you have them written down.
I mean, I got a couple, you know. I'll throw a couple, we can do the rest. We got Josh Helman, who played Slit. He is probably most famous for me, X-Men Days of Future Past, and X-Men Apocalypse. Nathan Jones, who I didn't realize that he was this tall, but he's 6'11".
Holy shit.
Yeah.
He's a monster.
He is.
Does he have other acting credits? Because I
Yeah,
know he was like a
he
strong
played
bandit.
Rico in Mortal Kombat, or Raiko in the new Mortal Kombat movie.
Oh, yeah, okay.
He was in Ricky Stenicki,
Oh, I still haven't watched that yet.
and Spiderhead.
Okay. I haven't watched that one yet either. Okay. Is that all you got?
You can do the rest of them.
We have Zoe Kravitz, Rosie Huntington-Whiteley, Riley Keough, Abby Lee, and Courtney Eaton as the female prisoners. What does he call them?
The breeders.
The breeders. Yeah. So they're all prisoners of Immerton Joe, and he uses them to breed more war boys and followers for him. But yeah, it's a fucked up situation. One of the I didn't write it down, but one of the other guys, like the leader, what was his name?
The guy that played Organic looked familiar too.
Angus Sampson.
Yeah, the guy that like cuts open the girl.
Yeah, he was
Yeah.
in The Lincoln Lawyer, Where the Wild Things Are, Insidious, The Red Door.
Oh yeah,
No.
he's in all the Insidious movies.
Yeah. Yeah, he's Tucker.
Yeah.
Yeah. So yeah, there's him. And then there's Richard Carter, who played the bullet farmer.
Dude, I swear to God, for the longest time, I thought that that guy was what's his name?
Thinking, what do you mean?
The actor from like fucking Fargo and
Yeah. I know
you
who
know what
you
I'm
mean.
talking about? Yeah.
Yeah, I can't remember what his name is, though.
Peter Stormare.
Yeah. And then John Howard played the people eater. Don't remember exactly what I recognize him from, but I do know him from something. And he's not famous, really, but I just gotta give a shout out to Iota, who is the guitar player, because
Yeah.
that dude's fucking crazy, man. That guitar is 132 pounds and he's just slugging it around.
Jesus. Yeah.
But yeah, he's an Australian musician, performing
Think.
artist.
Yeah.
But anyways, yeah, there's a big cast in this one and they all did a great job. Okay, let's dive into this movie.
Let's dive into this. What'd you call it? What would you call it? Reboot?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah.
Yeah,
Because
because I
I read
mean,
that like George Miller refuses to call it a reboot or a sequel. It's just like
just another Mad
a
Max movie.
reimagining, I guess.
Yeah, but I mean, a reimagining is essentially a reboot.
Yeah.
I don't know. Yeah, I would call it a reboot because nothing from the previous movies falls into play with this one. And this Max kind of has his own story, like
Yeah.
backstory. It's a little bit different than Mel Gibson's Max.
Yeah. But at the start of the movie, he does kind of say, like, what does he say? I probably have it here somewhere. He mentions being a road warrior
Yeah.
in the past.
Yeah, the quote's on IMDb.
Yeah. My name is Max. My world is fire and blood. Once I was a cop, a road warrior searching for a righteous cause. As the world fell, each of us in our own way was broken. It was hard to know who was more crazy, me or everyone else.
And then he proceeds to eat a two-headed lizard.
Yes, and that's probably the most lines that he says in this movie.
Yeah, at one time for sure.
Yeah. But I just love this shot at the start of the movie. Like, I hadn't opened my 4K of this actually, so this was the first time watching
Yeah.
like 4K of it. And yeah, man, just the shot of him just looking over the desert, and then you get like the deep like bass like chugs. Oh man, it's so sick. And immediately gets chased by the war boys, and his car gets blown up in the first 2 minutes of the movie, and he's captured.
Yeah.
And he mentions that he's the only man that runs from the living and the dead. And so he's captured by the war boys, and he's getting his hair cut, he's getting tatted up, and they're like putting markings on him because he's like a blood bag. So he's O negative, and high octane is in his blood.
Yeah. Yeah, so his role as a blood bag, like any of the war boys that need like a blood transfusion or anything like that, they hook him up to them, which is fucking wild.
Because they call the war boys, at least some of them, like they're at their half life, so they're like pretty much dying, right?
Yeah.
So yeah.
I mean, huffing aerosol chrome doesn't help.
No,
I'm
it
sure
doesn't.
that shortens their life expectancy a little bit.
But yeah, we get this sick chase of Max running through the these tunnels. He ends up in this kind of sewer thing, and he's trying to get up through the grating, and you see like these flashbacks of a girl, you know, saying like Max, Max, and she's like throughout the whole movie ends up getting like hit by a car, like in his mind. So like clearly he, you know, has let some people down in the past. We would say something.
I was gonna say, like, there's some definite horror elements to this movie.
Yeah.
Because, like, with these flashbacks, there's one part too where there's multiple people that he sees. I think, is it in this part?
It is, yeah.
Yeah. So there's a woman, and there's like an older man, and there's a little girl, but like as he's seeing each one of them, their faces are like changing to like skulls and like death and like almost zombie form, shit like that. Like it just keeps like flipping through. But like, yeah, I mean, it's not jump scares, but it's like it almost is every once in a while whenever he gets these flashbacks because he's just doing something and it's like, pow, right in your face, this little girl.
So he ends up running out these doors to this like cliff, and he like sees I think for the first time kind of the like giant cliffs, like pillars that have the green grass on the top and stuff like that. Then he sees this like crane and just decides to jump on it. It's like, where are you planning on going, man? And I love the guys, they all the war boys come out, and the one guy falls, and like as he's falling, he's just like, witness. Just as he's falling.
Yeah. Yeah, so anytime the war boys do something that they think like is good for the cause, they want to be witnessed so that they can go to Valhalla and like die a warrior's death, basically. Which I think is like it's super cool how they're so brainwashed.
Oh, it's crazy.
Yeah.
Especially Nux, like, yeah. So we meet Furiosa, Imperator Furiosa. You see that she has the same kind of branding on the back of her neck that Max was about to get. So does that just mean that they are slaves, like captured? Does that make her an Imperator?
I think it's just that they're property of Imogen Joe.
Right. Yeah. Makes
But she
sense.
doesn't have the tattoos, like the donor blood bag tattoo that Max gets.
Right. Yeah.
So I don't know if she started off like where she would have started off in like the line of things to
Yeah.
get her to where she is now. 'Cause she's like a leader almost, right? Like she drives the war rig. And like, this is something that Nux wants to do. Like, he wants to get to that point where he's able to drive this thing.
Yeah.
So there's obviously some sort of like high accolade with being able to drive that.
So she is heading to Gastown with the sorry. I was gonna sneeze. Heading to Gastown with they call it the Aqua Cola, but really it's just water and some mother's milk. So she is on her way. She has a bunch of war boys with her and lancers, stuff like that. And she decides that she's going another way. She's heading east. And the main guy that's on there, I think his name's Ace or something like that. He doesn't really know. He's just following orders. Like she is her his boss. So he's just like, oh, where we're going to Bullet Farm? She's like, nope, we're going east. And he's like, okay, I guess there's change of plans. And then Morton Joe's little son there, he's on the telescope and he sees that they're going another way, and he sees that they're going in the desert into enemy territory. Also, I it's so random, just like the massive women just pumping tit milk, like that's all they do, and they're not even the ones that are like pregnant, right? They're just like the mothers, I guess, right? It's funny.
Like it's funny because he has what the fuck's his name? Rictus, who
Yeah,
is
Rictus, his other son, yeah.
so he's huge, 6'11". We've already determined that. And then he has another son who is a little person, and he's just like up perched up in this like big chair, and he's just
Yeah.
his role is to just watch the telescope, I guess. But
Yeah.
it's funny that they both came from him.
Yeah. It's very reminiscent of Master Blaster,
Actually, yeah, that's a good
right?
point. Yeah.
Joe ends up, he realizes like, oh shit, like she might have done something. So he runs into this vault that he has, and you see his running. There's they have all these like plants and like veggies that they can grow there, and he has them locked up in this giant vault, like this massive room. And on the floor it says, our babies will not be warlords, and like we are not thanes. And Mrs. I think Giddy is in there with a shotgun, and she's just like, you know, they're not, you can't own humans and stuff like that. And you know, Joe is like, where'd they go? And she's like, far away from you. And this is where the chase starts, right? And I just love the movie just gets right into the ash, and like first from the first minute of the movie to the end of the movie is just action nonstop.
Yeah, and I love this part too, because like all the war boys are going crazy. Like they want to get out there and be the ones to capture and bring back Furiosa and the breeders. But like they all have their steering wheels, and it's like on this like carousel kind of thing, and they all have to run to it and grab their steering wheel. And what's his name? Slit? So Slit grabs Nux's steering wheel, and then Nux is hooked up to Max, who's his body bag, and then him and Slit get into an argument about how it's Nux's steering wheel and he's not taking it from him, and And Slit's like, "You're not strong enough. Like you're too weak right now." And he's like, "If I'm gonna die, I'm gonna die historic on the Fury Road." And he fucking steals it from him. And oh man, it's so good.
He's like, I got blood bag, high octane blood going through me, just like fucking headbutts him.
He's like, hook my blood bag up to the car.
And so Max is just hooked onto the front of this fucking vehicle, and like, man, imagine being Tom Hardy, like on that thing, the fucking mast just like just tied to it, just to the desert. Oh man.
It's crazy too, because I saw in the trivia 80% of this movie is practical effects. And like the only CGI they really used was for like desert landscapes, kind of like making it seem more expansive than it is. And like I'm assuming some of the explosions and shit like that, but most of it is practical, which is fucking wild because this movie has some shit, man.
Yeah, it does. We meet the Doof Warrior, who is on this giant rig that has six drummers on the back just pounding the whole time. He's in the front with all these like massive speakers, like probably like, I don't know, 10 feet tall speakers. And he's just on these like bungee cords, like in Thunderdome, and he's just fucking going. Oh man. First time watching this in the theaters, like I can just when I saw that, like just lost my mind. It was like that awesome.
And like I mentioned before, that guitar is 132 pounds, and it's a flamethrower that was legit. Like, that's not CGI or anything. Like, if he hit his whammy bar, that thing was shooting flames out. It's fucking crazy.
So it actually shot flames out, right? So now we're back with Furiosa. They're trying to get through this enemy territory. There's these buzzards. They got like these fucking chain traps set up and just like destruction. I love when they pull up to the side and Ace is at on the side, and he's like, "You ready?" And she's like, "Yeah." And they just she like pushes the pedal. It goes into like, I don't know, it keeps the pedal on the floor. And she just comes out the side of the door, just fucking shoots the truck. Oh, it's so cool. We get this giant truck with a crane on it. And then one of the guys is on top of the rig, and he's like in this little thing with like a spear gun, harpoon kind of thing. And he ends up hooking one of the trucks, and one of the guys shoots him with like these metal rods kind of thing. Like one goes through his chest, one goes through his fucking face. And he's just like back there, and he like just slowly gets up, and he grabs the fucking chrome and just like,
Sprays it
oh
all in his
man,
face.
it's so sick. So sick. And then they're like, all his like war boys are like, no, like whatever his name is, like his Vescro or something like that. And he's like, "Witness me." And then, oh man, like it just gets you pumped up, man. Like, holy.
Jumps off the back of the truck because like they have these spears that have like explosives on the end of them, and that's what they keep throwing down at the vehicles. And I love that shot. It's like a side shot of him jumping off the trailer, and with two of those big fucking things, it just comes down on the car, blows it up.
And then like some of the guys in the rig are like, "Oh, that was terrible, Vescro." And then like the one guy,
Mediocre.
Mediocre. Then like the one guy like doing the like fucking like the bow, whatever, because they think that like, well, Joe has told them like basically like after this day he'll take them to Valhalla, and that's what they think that they're gonna get. They live, they die, they live again. So yeah, it's sick. So now they are about to go into the storm. And I love like Rictus. He's like so big and like dumb, you know. He's just like he can't really speak that well. He's, you know, he says like broken English, like, "Oh, she thinks we dumb. We can't go into the storm," and like talking like daddy and stuff like that. And what did you think of this scene with the storm? The storm chasers.
I don't know. I thought it was really cool. Like, they're in this big sandstorm. There's fucking tornadoes and like lightning and shit going off. And I don't know. I don't really know what to say, but I think
Yeah.
it looks sick.
Max is still on the front of the thing, and Slit is still in the back. Is he? I think so. Or is it before this or whenever? Yeah, because before this they break the wheel, and then he tells Slit to move the body bag because they need more like weight at the
Oh, right. They
back.
need wheel in the back. Weight in the
So
back.
then this is where Max loses his boot and kicks Slit off of the thing. But they're going through it, and like I love like the shot of you just see like Knox in the front with his like glasses, and he's just like driving, and like you see beside him like way over there is like the rig. He's just like and just fucking goes. And then he eventually gets up to the rig, and I love this one scene too. Whenever the one car is coming up to the left side of Furiosa, and she like sees a tornado, and she like moves the rig, and they just like all go up, and like the music like turns into like orchestral music, and like all these explosions are going off, and Nux is just like looking up, and then he says like one of the most iconic lines in the movie, like, "What a day! What a lovely day!"
Nicholas Holt was just like he was so perfect for this role.
Yeah, he was,
I
yeah.
th yeah, like watching it this time, I was thinking like how could you recast this role? And I don't think you could. I
No,
think
I
he
don't
did
think
such
so.
a great job.
But he gets up to Furiosa, and he decides that he's gonna be the one that kills her and goes into Valhalla. So he has all of these like nitrous and gas like in his car, and he like takes all the gas, hoses off, and it's all spilling into his car, and Max is in the back on the back of the car, and then Nux is this like, "Witness me," and then Max is like, "Oh fuck," and like breaks the window and ends up saving, I guess, his own skin, right? And then they end up like crashing, and then just the movie ends up out of the storm, and it's just calm now.
Yeah, we see Max like he's half buried in sand at this point. And he's by himself. Well, he's not by himself, but he's still attached to Nux. But Nux is still in the car. And Max is just like half dead laying in the fucking sand. And how does he? So he gets over there. He doesn't have anything to cut. He's trying to get the chain off. Because it's like it's a chain attached to like this big fucking cord that's transferring the blood. So he's trying to get Nux off of him, but Nux is out cold.
I love that he like grabs the shotgun, is like about to blow Nox's arm off, and it doesn't work.
Misfires on him. But then he notices the rig that's up ahead of him, and all the breeders are all out there hosing themselves down because there's water in this rig. Yeah, he makes his way over there. And the one girl has a chastity belt on with like teeth, like where her vagina would be. And so they're using bolt cutters to take that off. So it's Max's mission now is to get those bolt cutters.
So I know for sure that one of them is pregnant. Joe calls her Splendid, but I think her name is like, it's like it's really a long name.
It's Splendid.
Emma Haverand or something like that.
The Splendid Angerad.
And then I think that the blonde girl is also pregnant, because I think at the end of the movie she mentions that she's pregnant. But do you think the other girls are also pregnant as well?
I don't know if they all are, because, well, I don't know. Yeah, I don't know, because like Zoe Kravitz, her character, like she does some pretty crazy shit. But yeah, for sure, Splendid is, and Abby Lee plays the other one called, her name's the Dag.
Yeah, the dag, yeah.
So yeah, she's pregnant, but you can't tell if she's pregnant. Like
No,
she's obviously like very newly pregnant.
and then so it gets into probably honestly one of my favorite scenes in the movie. It's the fight with Furiosa, Max, and Nux. And I just love the choreography of it. And it's just like there's no punches thrown really, like there is, but like none of them like really land, right? Like it's just, I don't know, it's fun.
And it's like it's funny because it's Max versus Furiosa, but then Nux thinks that him and Max are working together. So he's trying to help Max out, but then Max ends up beating the fuck out of him at one point. It's just like it's every man for himself, but Nux doesn't really realize it.
No, because Furiosa ends up grabbing a gun and like they Max like takes the bullet out somehow. It's like crazy. And then like Nux like grabs it and he's like, I got it. And then all the girls like tackle and Nux and I love whenever Max gets on top of Furiosa and then like Nux comes up with the bullets and he just like puts the gun in the ammo and just fucking shoots beside her head. And whenever Max like gets up and he's about to leave and then Nux is like, all right, come with me. And Max just fucking like kidney punches him and like puts him down. It's good. So he gets like maybe, I don't know, 200 feet and then the rig stops because it's she has it set to like a kill switch kind of thing. Like it takes a special sequence to start up the truck. Max only wants to bring Furiosa and then she's like, well, I'm not leaving without them. And then Max is like, okay, we'll wait. And like the war party is coming up behind them, like probably 5 minutes away, I think Furiosa says. And I love that all it takes is, do you want that thing off your face? And Max just like looks at her, doesn't say a word, and just grunts, lets her in.
And all she gives him is like a file to fucking try and file through the metal.
And then very reminiscent of the previous movie we watched, they get up to this canyon and Max, he's like, oh, not going that way. And she's like, well, look over there. And you see the people from Gastown coming. And then I love whenever Max, or she's about to drive, and then he like grabs the gun above her, grabs another like shotgun above her head, and then like reaches behind him, grabs two guns. And then points to one of the girls, like snaps his fingers, like, get that other gun. Grabs like eight guns. And also the bullet farm guys are coming from the other side. So they got three war parties coming. They end up actually kicking Nux out of the truck because he ends up getting up there. And you know, he's spouting his war boy stuff, like, you know, Joe is the one who I think he says like the man who grabbed the sun and he'll take them to Valhalla and all the girls are like, he's an evil man, like don't listen to him. And who is Riley Keough's character's name?
Where is she? Capable.
Cable, yes. Because Furiosa is like about to kill him, like slice his throat, and she's like, no, like no more blood. Like you said, you wouldn't kill, and you know he's a war boy, like a half-life war boy. He's like brainwashed, basically, and she kind of like gets on his side, like calls him Kama crazy or Kama crazy, and then like kicks him out, and then Splendid ends up saying like, you know. Like who killed the world? Because like Dux is saying that Joe is this great guy, but you know. So they get to the drop off, and it was a deal that Furiosa made with these guys that she would drop off gasoline, or as they call it in this movie, guzzoline. So she tells Max what the sequence is to get it started. She asks his name, but he doesn't tell her. So she just says, okay, I'll call you fool then. So they end up driving away because the guys that she made a deal with like kind of knew that she was up to something.
Yeah, because there was only she was supposed to be there alone, and I think they kind of sensed that something was happening.
But we get this really sick sequence with these dirt bikers. There's like all these like fucking like sand dunes and stuff. I really like the sequence whenever Furiosa is like running underneath the truck to get up, and she's being pulled up, and the guy like goes down on the dirt bike, like slides under it,
Yeah,
and
they're
like grabs her.
sick.
That was sick, man.
Yeah, and they're like hitting these like sand dunes almost, and like flying over the rig and throwing grenades down on it. And yeah, it's a really cool scene.
Yeah, so they're doing that. They end up so the war party ends up catching up to the rig because they blow like the rocks so that it stops them from getting through, but Joe is in like this fucking giant monster truck. So he gets over no problem, and Nux had like one of the girls' fabrics. So he gets on Joe's vehicle, and they end up catching up with the rig. And man, this scene, I felt so bad for Nux. Oh man, so they're up beside it, and he's like, "Hey, like I can get into the rig. I know like a secret way to get in. I can stop the rig." And then Joe is like, gives him a gun. He's like, "Put a bullet in her." And he says, like, "I'll walk you myself to Valhalla." He like sprays the chrome on Nux's mouth, and then he's like, "Rictus, help him up on the rig." So Rictus like tosses him over, and it's like, okay, Nux is gonna do it. And then he starts running. His chain gets caught in the rig, and he falls and drops the gun. And then what does Joe
Immerton,
say?
mediocre.
Yeah. Man, I felt so bad for Nox, man.
The same time, this was kind of like the turning point for him too.
It was because what was her name?
Capable.
Capable? Yeah, she ends up finding him later in the movie, like in the back, just he's fucking curled up in the fetal position, just crying, and man, sad. And so Joe ends up catching up to them and gets on the other side of the rig, and everyone like does whatever they can for Joe. Like Joe ends up seeing Furiosa from his, so he has but the shooter, but then like Splendid opens like the door and blocks it. And then Joe is like, "Oh, you have my baby, that's my property." And then Furiosa tries to shoot him, and then the guy like jumps in front of Joe to stop it, and he gets on the other side of the rig. And Rictus ends up shooting this spear gun harpoon into the steering wheel of the rig and stealing the steering wheel.
A crazy
And
shot.
yeah, crazy shot. And so Splendid ends up opening the door and cutting the chain. And I don't know why it's her doing the crazy shit when she's
She's
like the most pregnant.
like 8 months pregnant.
Yeah. So they get like the steering wheel back, they put like a wrench on the steering wheel, and they hit this rock, and you think that, oh fuck, like Splendid got hit. But then she is alive, but she's like walking back trying to get in the door, and she slips on the wheel well because she has blood going down her leg because Max had shot her unintentionally before. So, I mean, Max kind of killed her. And so she falls off, and she, I don't know, Max says that she went under the wheels of Joe's car, but she's still alive. But you see, Joe ends up fucking just like trying to get out of the way, not hit her. Well, hit the baby, really. And I love this whenever he like has her like fucking like that, and then Rictus is just like in front of his fucking shooting the machine gun.
This happened like earlier on in the movie, but whenever Max shoots her in the leg, I think it was Zoe Kravitz's character. who is Toast, she
Mm.
said of all the ones that you could have shot, you shot his favorite one.
Yeah.
So like just to piss him off even more kind of thing.
So now they get to well, they get to the green place, but they don't know it's the green place because it's this a very muddy, watery swamp thing. All these crows and these guys on fucking stilts walking through.
Some fucking weird.
Yeah. But they end up getting stuck. And so they have to try and get out. All of Max puts like these bombs in like the tracks of where they're going, so it like disrupts the war party that's coming. And so they're stopped there, and then Organic tells Joe like, hey, she's on her last breath. So he's like, well, what about the baby? So like he has this little fucking metal thing, like listens in. He's like, oh, I'm not hearing much. So Joe's like, well, open her up. So fucking just takes the knives, like cuts her open, and then Joe and Rictus in there, and like Organic is there, like taking the fucking baby out, and he's like, oh, Rictus, you had a perfect baby brother. And then like Rictus is like, everyone, I had a baby brother. I had a perfect baby brother. And he's like so proud, but like it's dead, man.
Yeah,
Like
baby stillborn. But does it? What's it? Fuck. What's the guy's name? You keep saying it. I can't remember name is so.
organic.
Organic. Doesn't he mention something about how like they can eat it now?
Well, he cuts off the umbilical cord
Yeah, and
and
he's
then he
playing
like,
around with it.
yeah, he keeps it. And then the bullet farm guy pulls up. He's got like fucking bullet, like I don't know, like what the Egyptians used to wear kind of thing, right?
Oh, yeah. Like a cowl almost.
Yeah. And then he's like, oh, you coming, brother? And like he's in this like fucking car that has looks like a tank, right? And Joe's like, oh no, like well, I gotta deal with this, like we'll catch up. And then he's like, oh yeah, I'm going. So he like goes on after them, and Max and them are still stuck. They're trying to get out, and there's a tree they're trying to like pull, and the bullet farm guy is coming up behind them, just like fucking going nuts. Like, what does he say? There's a really cool shot. He's like up like this, and like it's all like dark and black light. And he says, like, I'm the something of justice. And
I am the scales of justice, conductor of the choir of death. Sing, brother heckler, sing, brother cock, sing, brother sing, sing. And then
also,
Max, oh,
oh,
go
go
ahead.
ahead. No,
No,
it's
you go.
something different I was going to talk about.
I was gonna say, and like Max is trying to shoot because you can see like a spotlight, and that's all you can see. You can't actually see the vehicle.
Yeah.
And then Max is trying to shoot at them with the sniper, but he keeps missing. And then Furiosa is like, you have two bullets left. And then he shoots again, misses. So then she
Yeah.
came up behind him, grabbed the gun, and he like reluctantly gives it to her.
Yeah.
And then she shoots out the fucking spotlight and blinds the guy, the bullet farmer. Like all the
Laughed so
glass
hard at
smashes into
this.
his
Oh,
eyes.
man.
He's just like, ah.
Yeah. He's like, get me a flare. And the guys hold a flare. I'm holding a flare. Put it in front of my face. It's a fire face. And he's just like, ah. The one like kind of thing detail like this movie too is like during these dark scenes, whenever Joe's at like his he stopped, the Doof Warrior is still like red. Like he's still lit up, but it's like dark as fuck.
And he's still playing his guitar too. Yeah, it's sick.
Yeah, so they're stopped, and Max tells them, because the bullet farm guy just has like a fucking bandage over his eyes, and they're driving up, and he just has these two machine guns, just like they're not wasting any bullets, They're shooting rocket launchers and stuff, and then Max is, he's like, drive the rig up another half a click. It's like overheating, so they have to let it cool down. I'm gonna go take care of this. And she's like, well, what if the engines cool down. And he's like, well, you'll just go on. She's like, okay, respect.
He is a road warrior.
So then Toast asks Furiosa, like, well, where's he going? And she says, retaliation or payback or something like that. So they get the rig cool down. All of a sudden you hear this big like explosion. And then Furiosa is like watching, you see like someone walk in and she has the gun and realizes it's Max, and he comes back with three important things. ammo, a steering wheel, and a boot for Nux. So they make it out of that area and they get to more desert, and they come up to this tower with all these mirrors on, and there's a naked girl up there, like, you know, she's like, help me. And you know, Max immediately is like, that is bait. So Furiosa gets out and she starts saying, like, you know, I'm like a part of this world. My mother was something Jabasa. I was the clan of, I don't know, something.
Yeah, I'm trying to see if it's. I don't see it in the quotes. But it's cool. Like she's introducing herself, like that she came from this land. And that was one thing too. Like at one point, Max asks her, like, how do you know that there is a place, a green place? And she said, because that's where I came from. But she's been gone for like, what, 15 years, I think she said.
It was 7,000 days, which I'm not good at math, but
So that would be 19 years.
okay, yeah, so all these girls on motorcycles and dirt bikes pull up, and this scene was so heartbreaking. I loved it though. Like,
Yeah, it was really good.
it's fucking cinema, man. Because you know, Furiosa is like surrounded by all these ladies and all the breeders, and she's just like, well, when are we going or where is it? And they're like, what? She's like, home, the green place. Well, if you were coming from the west, you drove right through it. And she's like, what? And they're like, well, all of the water became dirty and poisonous, and we couldn't grow crops. And then the crows came and we couldn't grow anything. So we came here. And she just kind of stops and is like, you know, it's this very cinematic music starts playing, and she's like walking, taking off her fucking arm, and then she just like drops in the sand, and like the sand is like, the cinematography in this movie is so goddamn good. Like the sand's like fucking blowing in the perfect way, and she just screams, and oh man, it's heartbreaking.
Yeah, because like her whole trip and like her escaping from Immerton Joe was to take these breeders, these women, to this place that's supposed to be beautiful. And like it's obviously ran by women. So like it was the perfect place for them to go.
Because they asked her to get them out of there, right? And most of them are want to get out of there, but there's one, I don't know what her name is, this one we haven't mentioned yet.
Cheeto
Cheeto with a D, not a
with a
T.
D, yeah.
She wants to go back. Like through the movie, she is saying, you know, their play isn't even the green place. We don't know where we're going. Like, I want to go back.
And like Joe held us on like a high pedestal, like he took care of us, which I mean is true in a sense, but like also they're prisoners and like their sole purpose was to make babies, like it's basically like a breeding farm for humans, which is fucked up.
So Furiosa says that she is going to go east, continue east, and drive for what is like 165 days, something like that. So all of them are going with Furiosa, and Max is just gonna go wherever. They left him a bike. So they are driving east, and Max is like up on the hill, and he kind of has a thought and then drives up to them and catches up to them and tells Furiosa, like, this is your home right here, and it's the Citadel. And she's like, you want to go back? And he says, you drive 165 days that way, you're not going to find anything. But you know that the Citadel has water, it has crops because they could grow stuff. So at least there's a chance.
And he knows that they can get back there before Joe. So like to kind of take over.
And all the other girls that were like the old mothers, the surviving mothers, they are excited to try it because, they haven't had water in probably a long time, right?
They know what's out there and there's nothing, right? Like they've lived out there.
So they're going back, and I love the scene whenever they end up passing like Joe and all them, and they're just like chilling, like cutting their nails, chilling, and then all of a sudden, like one of the guys, the pole guys, is like, "There's the rig," and Joe like looks, and he's like, "What?" And then Rictus is like, "Are they going back to the Citadel? Are they like surrendering?" And then Joe like clicks in, he's like, there's no one there to protect the Citadel, which is smart, right? Like on Max and Furiosa's side, right? So this final kind of chase scene, we got it's just chaos, this whole last scene of them.
Sick, man.
That is sick, yeah. I love the back and forth between Nux and Slit. Whenever they're spitting the gasoline in the engine, and like Furiosa is like, don't blow my engine. And he ends up like, he can't do it because fucking Nox is there, like putting two bottles in and spitting in. And then like Max ends up coming up and helping. But yeah, you got these pole guys with like engines on the bottom. They're like swinging in to try and take people out or to fucking cut people, and just chaos, man.
I don't know how like car engines work or not, but like I don't know if that's even possible, like what they're doing. Because like they have big hood scoops, right? So they're spitting it into the hood scoop. But
All right.
yeah, like the gasoline. I don't know if that would actually do anything or not, but it looked fucking cool regardless.
One of the girls, there's like two girls on like a bike. One of them like shoots the guy in the head that's driving Slit around. And then they like pull around, but then they end up getting one of the driver gets hit in the head with like a club or something. She falls and she's like, oh, I can't see. And then I'm getting hit, run over by a fucking people eater, the dick. Then like the pole guys come out to like the top of the rig. One of the guys has like this fucking what do you call it, like bush trimmer. It's not a
Oh,
chainsaw, but it's like
like a hedge trimmer.
head trimmer. And ends up cutting the old lady with like the bag of like seeds and stuff in the neck. And immediately, like, she doesn't die, but she's like
She's fucked
fucked up.
up. Yeah.
And they're asking her like, are you okay? And she's like, oh, I think she's hurt. And then she like points back for the bag. They give her the bag of seeds, and she's like hanging on to it. At one point, Max ends up getting shot in like the head with like that fucking spike, but he puts his like hand up in front of it. They have all these like harpoons in the back of the rig with these plows that are trying to stop the rig. So Max is in the back trying to cut the things. Toast ends up getting captured by one of the pole guys into Joe's car. Man, I don't know, lots of stuff happens in the scene.
It's fucking, yeah, it's just pure chaos the whole time.
I love the guy that stabs Furiosa. Like, you see the back of his head, he has like this fucking doll head on his back of his head with all these fucking nails in it. And then he like stabs Furiosa in the side, and then immediately the fucking old lady thinks she's dead, but she just fucking wakes up, grabs a handful of bullets, and smashes it into his face. Fucking bullet in his eyeball.
Yeah.
That was sick. I mean, anything else from this crazy scene that
I liked because Max is up on the he's not on the trailer, but he, like, it's him and one of the mothers that are up there, and they're like kind of helping each other out with like fighting, like he's getting attacked by this one guy and she ends up shooting him. I don't know, I just really like that scene where it's him and her kind of duking it out with all the war boys.
There's a cool sequence whenever Slick ends up coming up again with another car in between the rig and the people leader, and ends up like getting fucking crushed. And before he says it, he's like, "Witness me," and yeah, he dies. But then Max jumps over onto the people leader's car, takes the driver out, pops into the seat beside the people leader, and then he tries to shoot Max, but then Max gets up beside Joe and like brings the guy over in front of him, and Joe just shoots the fuck out of him. And then Max realizes that the whole rig, because he's carrying all the gas, right? So it's like blown up from the back. So Max like fucking grabs his giant ass foot and puts on the gas and ends up getting up out of there. And it blows up. Yeah.
I love Immerton's death too.
Man.
I don't know if we're
Yeah.
quite there yet,
No,
but
we are. This is the next scene. Yeah. Cheeto ends up leaving. She leaves willingly. And then yeah, if you want to go into that this final sequence.
So, like, does Furiosa's arm shoot off? Is that what happens? Like,
No.
it almost looks like she shoots it off. Because
No.
that's what grabs his face, is it not?
No, the thing that grabs her face is the chain harpoon that Rictus was using.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, okay.
She puts it on his face, and then she like puts her arm into the wheel and takes her arm
That's
off, so it gets, yeah.
right. Okay. Yeah, because it all happens really quick. And then, like, Joe's like mask is attached to his face, I guess. And like it just fucking rips all of his.
It's like I watched the movie twice in the past 3 days, and that scene gets me every time. It's fucking brutal.
It's gnarly. Yeah. It like rips his
And
whole fucking face off.
I'm so pumped for Furiosa because like I know Martin Joe is in this movie because she says before killing him, like she's like, "Remember me," and that does it. Yeah, so Joe is dead. They have control of his car, but all the girls, most of the girls are still in the rig, and Nux is driving at this point. Max gets in a fight with Rictus. One of the girls ends up like shooting one of, I don't know if it's like an oxygen tank or what it is exactly
Yeah, he's got like
on his back.
canisters on his back, yeah.
But Max like beats the fuck out of him and like doesn't kill him, just knocks him out pretty much. And all the girls are like getting over, and what's her name again?
Capable.
Yes, it's the easiest name, but I just capable. She's like the Nux, like come on, like they have such a like cute relationship, like it, I love it. And he's like, no, like you go on, get over there, I'll put in like whatever the rig is to keep the gas pedal down whenever you're over there. But I think he knew that he wasn't going to. Even if Rictus didn't get up, I think he was still gonna sacrifice himself. But yeah, she gets over, and then Rictus ends up getting up, and he's about to like go over there, but then Nux puts the brake on so he can't get over. And then Rictus. This was the most saddest but funniest scene in the movie. Because Rictus, the fucking beast he is, grabs the fucking engine out of the rig and just like lifts it over his head and is just like, ah. And so they're getting up to like the bridge, and Nux like just says, witness me to Capable. And he's not saying it to like for Morton Joe, right? He's saying it as like a human being now. and he crashes the rig and sacrifices himself, man. It's so sad, man. I tear up every time. Yeah, it's good. So they're on their way back to the Citadel. Furiosa is pretty much dying. She is trying to breathe. Max ends up like stabbing her to open up some more airways, but now she's like leaking out blood. So Max has to be a body bag again and hook up his blood to her. And he tells her like, she's dying, and he says, "My name is Max. I'm Max." That was great.
Yeah, I really like that scene too. 'Cause like it clearly shows that he trusts her now.
So they get up to the Citadel and all of what did they what do you call the not they're not the war boys, but what do they say? Like the small kids.
Oh, the war pups.
War pups, they're there and they get up and like the people on the gate, they go halfway and they're like, "Oh, who are you?" And Max comes out and he fucking takes
I
off
love this
the fucking
tarp.
blanket, and Martin Joe's like face is like half gone. And I love his one son, like the small guy is just like looks at the war pups like, "Oh fuck, I'm screwed." And they end up letting the car up with Max, and well, Max leaves, but with the breeders and Furiosa and the other mothers that survived.
I love this scene too because, like, all of the people in the Citadel are like stoked that Immerton Joe is dead. Like, the war pups are excited. All the, like, I don't know, what would you call, like, peasants, we'll call them. They were all excited and like cheering. And then, like, Furiosa finally gets to the top where it's like a lookout kind of thing where Immerton Joe always stood. And she looks down and she finds Max just like walking through the crowd, and like they make eye contact, and like they don't break eye contact for, I don't know, say 30 seconds. And it's just like, I don't know. I thought it was a really cool way to end it.
And
'Cause Max has always just been like on his own through all these movies, right? Like he teams up with people and then he leaves. Like it's just good callback.
They end up turning the water on for everyone. That's the way the bullets fly. So with the next installment being a Furiosa movie, do you think we'll see Tom Hardy back again as Max?
I don't think so. I think it's going to focus on Furiosa and her story. Maybe like right at the end. We'll see, but.
No, but I mean like in another movie.
Oh, there is another one in production or like in talks.
Okay, I gotta ask this question, maybe kind of fucked up, but how old is George Miller, honestly?
I'm looking at his shit right here. He is. He's born in 1945. What would that make him? Whatever, 2024. He's 79.
Okay, it's not
It's
crazy.
pretty old though. But he looks good for his age. Like he really does. Like I would give him like 60 max if I was looking at him.
Okay, so they probably could make him. He probably could make another.
They are.
Oh, you said that.
One sec here. We'll see what they have for it.
Because honestly, I like, that everyone knows that we both love this movie. This is a Furiosa movie. So.
This is it is, but it's like it's a Furiosa and Mad Max movie. It's like Godzilla X Kong. It's Mad Max X Furiosa. So, sorry, not to cut off your thought.
It's all good.
But Mad Max: The Wasteland is what it's going to be called. And it is in production right now, and Tom Hardy is the star. And it says that it's a sequel to Fury Road. So in that one, I don't think we'll see Furiosa.
No.
I think it's going to be a whole new story and adventure for Mad Max.
There is a trivia for Mad Max: The Wasteland.
Is there?
Yeah.
Okay.
So actually, a month before Mad Max: Fury Road was released, Tom Hardy signed up for a new Mad Max trilogy.
Trilogy. Shit, okay.
He's been reportedly been signed for a three-movie deal.
Huh. Oh, yeah.
So he will reprise his role as Max in a prequel about Max and a prequel slash sequel about Furiosa.
Fuck, so maybe he will be in Furiosa then.
Before watching Fury Road on the big screen, Tom Hardy didn't want to reprise his role in Max because of the difficulties he had on set.
I
Once
saw.
he saw the film, he said he couldn't wait to get back into his leathers. But they had to have a dog companion next time.
That's cool. I like that.
Yeah.
But yeah, I did read that him and George Miller really didn't get along very well. But
Interesting.
Tom Hardy apologized to him afterwards and like was basically saying like it was his fault. And
Oh, really?
it was hard for him to see Miller's vision on the movie, but like, I don't know. The movie's fucking perfect, so I think after seeing it, like you're oh yeah, okay.
Yeah.
All right, man. How did you rate this movie? I already know the answer,
Yeah.
but
I mean, story, give it a 10 out of 10.
this Letterboxd score, dude.
Oh, yeah. Well, I gave it a 5 out of 5.
Okay.
I absolutely love this movie. Everything about it, the story, the cinematography, the choreography of the action sequences, the acting, the characters, the soundtrack. Honestly, like it's a perfect movie in my opinion. It's probably one of the greatest action movies of the last 30 years.
Not ever.
So yeah, man, I don't know. Not much to say about it. I think it's a perfect movie. How about you?
I wholeheartedly agree. 5 out of 5, 6 out of 5. Like this
Yeah.
movie, there's nothing that they could change in this movie to make it any better than it is. I think it's absolutely fucking perfect. It's a 2 hour runtime, which is just the perfect time for this movie. It's not too long, but it's long enough that you can get like all this crazy action and like the wicked story that's with it. They really like took some risks, I think, with some of the characters, and I think it paid off. Like we have three war parties in this movie,
Yeah.
and like it was just, I don't know, it was all out chaos, and I think it was amazing. And like one of the craziest things, in my opinion, is like Margaret Margaret Sixel, who is the editor, but she's also George Miller's wife. She had 470 hours of footage to edit.
That's crazy.
They filmed 470 hours. Like it took her 3 months just to watch it all.
That's crazy.
It's nuts, man. Like I would love to see like if there's a director's cut or anything. Like I would watch a 4 hour Fury Road movie
Yeah.
if there ever was one. But I just
Yeah.
think like, yeah, I don't think they could change anything to make this movie any better.
Yeah, I just want to see. So it won 6 Oscars in 2016. It's going to be tough this year to win some of the same categories it won, because it's going up against Dune 2. So I mean, it won in best in film editing. It won in costume design, makeup and hairstyling, sound mixing, sound editing, production design. And it was nominee for Picture of the Year.
Who won Picture of the Year, or what won Picture of the Year that year?
2016. This Spotlight.
Yeah, that's an Oscar movie.
Yeah.
But yeah, I don't know. This movie's perfect in my eyes.
Cool.
All right. What's next? Stunts? No.
Well, what about Rotten Tomatoes?
Rotten Tomatoes. That's right. Fuck. I don't have my notes. Like, I have them. Yeah. Anyways, Rotten Tomatoes. The critics' consensus, with exhilarating action and a surprising amount of narrative heft, Mad Max Fury Road brings George Miller's post-apocalyptic franchise roaring vigorously back to life.
Nice.
So, based on that, what do you think the critics scored it?
95.
Close. 98%.
Dude, I was gonna go 100, but I thought that was just stupid, I guess.
Pretty close. That's on 93 reviews and an average score of 8.4 out of 10. The audience score is an 86% on 100,000 ratings, an average score of 4.2 out of 5, or an 8.4 out of 10.
Yeah, Letterboxd is a 4.2 out of 5, and my friend's rating is a 4.3 out of 5.
There's a couple people bringing that down for me.
Yeah.
Looking at you, Tawny, even though I'm sure you're not listening to this. Yeah, so pretty well liked movie all around. 8.4 to 10, that's a pretty good score. All right, now it's time.
Cunning stunts.
So, what did you rate the stunts in this movie?
I mean, it's gotta be 10 out of 10. The amount of explosions and stuff happening all at once, like, I'll get into my favorite stunt here in a sec, but like, to have a stunt happen perfectly and have these massive explosions happening, like the timing that they have to do, like they're not spending their whole budget to try and reshoot fucking three shots of that. They have one chance, maybe
One
two.
opportunity.
Yeah. Yeah, and just like the little fight choreography that we get, man, it's just awesome. Yeah. The driving, stunt driving, you know. Favorite
Favorite stunt.
stunt. Favorite stunt is, I left it out of our discussion just so we didn't have to talk about it. But one of the last sequences, whenever Max gets on one of the poles and
Oh,
he is
yeah.
going up, and there's this amazing shot of it, the camera behind Max, he's going up, and then you see all the explosions happening as he's going in front. He's just like going, ooh, and then he's just like looking at all the explosions and he's just like going like this. So good. Oh man. And stunt I would like to try. I mean, same answer. I'd love to be on one of
Okay.
those pole things,
All
honestly. That'd be
right.
fun.
That's fair.
You know, they're at least like strapped in until Max cuts the one guy off and gets run over by a fucking truck. But yeah, I'll go with that one.
Right, that works.
Yeah. How about you?
Stunts for me, I also gave it a 10 out of 10. The fact that like there's very minimal CGI, a lot of this shit was done practically. It's crazy, man. Like this movie is so action-packed, like you said earlier, from like start to finish. And the fact that they did not rely on CGI in this movie, it's so good.
And like everything they built, like the cars and stuff, and like they just went to a scrapyard and just grabbed random shit and just put stuff together.
Yeah. Crazy. Some of these cars are so cool too. My favorite stunt, just like I said, the pole vault things too, like just the whole sequence, not specifically that one that you mentioned, but just all of it, like the whole thing with the pole vaults. Like, I just think that's so cool the way that they did that. And I don't know, it's not something that you would see very often, and the way that they were able to choreograph all of that stunt, I would want to try. I mean, it's not like a crazy stunt, but I want to be that guitar player, dude. Like just riding on the front of that thing, just like setting the tone and the mood for everybody. It's just like playing heavy metal tracks and like blasting flamethrower or
Yeah.
the guitar. I don't know. I sing.
Nice.
All right. That wraps it up. It's my turn to pick a movie for our
Yes.
next recording. It's weird. It's been 2 months of just Mad Max where
I know. I
we know
know.
exactly what we're going to be doing.
Yeah.
All right. We've done some big action stars. We've done some movies with Sylvester Stallone. We've done Bruce Willis, Antonio Banderas. But there's one big one that we haven't done yet. And this guy has a very, very popular franchise, but I'm not going to pick that.
Okay.
We're going to do The Running Man
Okay,
with
nice.
Arnold.
Okay, I'm pumped for that.
I was going through like some of his movies and I was trying to figure like what's like the most fun one. And I don't know. Running Man is a fun movie.
Yeah, I haven't watched it in a long time, so
Yeah.
yeah, nice.
We'll save the Terminator franchise for a different time.
Yeah, right. Okay.
All right. So yeah. Maybe in 2 weeks we'll be doing The Running Man.
Cool.
And if you guys want to catch us on social media, you can find us at a podcast on Fury Road on Instagram. Check out our other podcast on Elm Street, where we talk about all of the horror movies. And yeah, thanks for listening.
Thank you, and we'll talk to you guys soon.
Yeah. Bye.